welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today's video, if you are watching on YouTube, if you're on the podcast again, as always, I will describe everything as well as I can, but if you're watching on YouTube, you may notice I'm in a little bit different of a location. That's actually my parents' garage behind me. Wife's car, we're all down here, shed. My folks, you know, I grew up from sixth grade on in southern Indiana, kind of close to Bloomington. And, you know, as you can kind of see here, my parents lived basically in the wood. I feel like there are a couple types of YouTubers, right? They're the kind that are always super polished and super professional, and they make super high quality, I've said super a lot, I know, super high quality videos, really, really focused on, you know, product reviews, or really focused on overlanding hacks or tips or lists, that kind of stuff. I enjoy making all those videos, but I have always sort of, I don't know if I'd say prided myself or, you know, sort of focused myself on trying to make videos that are honest and helpful and from like sort of an average Joe's perspective, right? So that's the second type. So I feel like there's that first type that's like the super professional, like, you know, the real, real overlanders, right? And then there are folks like me that are more down to earth, normal, you know, and I'm talking for myself here. So if you don't feel that way, post up in the comments and light me up. But I try to be as real as I can and as honest as I can. And so today's topic for the podcast slash vlog is a really personal one for me and one that I just wanted to touch on because it made me really think a lot about sort of the value of overlanding and some of the reasons why I like overlanding so much. And the reason that I'm actually down here at my parents' is, and it's been a couple weeks now, so it's not quite as an open of a wound as it was, but my dad actually passed away a couple weeks ago. And it was... He was 81, so, you know, it's not like he was a young person or anything like that. So, I mean, you know, we got some great time with him, and I'm very excited and happy that I got to spend that time with him. But, you know, thinking back to that and thinking of sort of my childhood and everything, what it kind of brought up for me was how important it is to find things like overlanding where, you know, you can spend time with your family, right? You know, I feel like activities like overlanding are a great opportunity to spend time with your family, to get to know them more, to get to know yourself more, right? And so, again, with my dad's passing, that was sort of what made me think of this episode. I just wanted to talk a little bit about sort of the power of overlanding, I guess, if you will, and sort of why I think it's so valuable. So as I'm thinking about or talking about family here, here comes my kids and my dog. That's good timing because, again, what I'm talking about today is how overlanding I feel like, and similar activities, right? Any sort of family activities, any sort of outdoor activities, you know, things like that where you get an opportunity to spend time together, like real time without a device in your face, without, you know, the kids having their iPads, without, you know, just technology surrounding you, TVs and Netflix and all that stuff, right? There's so much value in things like overlanding where you get to spend time with people. So that's the topic of today's video slash podcast. So as always though, did just want to touch on my featured partners quick before we dive in. Rugged Bound Supply Company, awesome, awesome quality gear. They make roof racks, they make awnings, they make all kinds of awesome gear. So check them out through that link in the description below. Overland Addict, again, awesome online shop. They're out of Missouri. They've got a ton of stuff in their shop. They do installs. They do a ton of cool stuff, but just a real wholesome, like down-to-earth overlander himself that is into it enough that he started his own business to basically help people get the supplies that they would need for overlanding. And then Last US Bags, again, one of my favorite companies ever. They have made most of the stuff that I use. Almost everything I use is Last US Bags for my kitchen gear, for my tool rolls, for everything that I've got in my truck, basically. Even my trash bag is Last US Bag. But so awesome quality stuff. Click through that link in the description below. You can go check all that out on Overland Addict's website. He actually sells that stuff. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. Awesome, you know, custom led tours up in like the Wisconsin, Michigan area. And also they have a free overlanding slash outdoor magazine. So exactly what I'm talking about on today's video, they make a magazine that helps you kind of live vicariously through them when you read that magazine. Totally free digital magazine. Click through that link in the description to check them out as well. But so without further ado, let's dive into talking about, you know, it's going to get pretty personal. And again, that's the kind of person that I am. I like to talk about that stuff. It helps me to kind of get it out there. And I feel like there are a lot of people that have gone through it. So sometimes it's helpful to hear someone else talk about it. And I hope that that's the case for you guys. So let's dive into it. Okay, so as I mentioned on today's vlog slash podcast, I'm going to be talking about sort of why I think that overlanding and any sort of activity that doesn't involve technology is a super valuable thing for a family. As I mentioned in the intro, you know, my dad passed away a couple of weeks ago. He was a great guy, right? He was an athletic director at my school when I was, you know, in junior high and high school. He was an athletic director at several high schools throughout the state of Indiana for years. I mean, I think he had a 27-year career as an administrator in sports and as an administrator and athletic director. He coached basketball before that. He taught classes and stuff at small colleges in the northern part of Indiana. So just like a sort of a storied legacy, right? And he impacted a ton of people, and it was really cool to see that outpouring when he passed. But it, again, all of that stuff, right, has sort of sunk into me now at this point a couple weeks later and made me realize a couple things. One, like I mentioned, there is a lot of importance in making sure that you enjoy every minute that you've got with your family, right? Because you just never know. A lot of people, especially folks on YouTube, may not know this, but I think my close friends know it. But, you know, my wife, unfortunately, she lost her dad when he was 48, and she lost her mom when she was, I believe, 64. Again, my dad was 81, so I feel lucky to have gotten so much time with him, you know. But this sort of stuff happens. It happens to all of us, right? I'm sure we've all lost people, and it's devastating, right? It's super hard to deal with, and, you know, kind of the way that I deal with it is by doing this kind of stuff, right? By putting it out there. It's easy for me to sit in a chair with a camera, easier for me to sit in a chair with a camera than it is for me to talk to one living human and talk about this stuff, right? So that's why I'm not breaking down and crying. I'm trying to be a tough guy like my dad taught me to be. But you know, again, the important thing about it is that it's made me realize how important every minute is of every day that you get to spend with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers even. Like, I love the guys that I work with. I love the company that I work for. I love my family. I love my friends, you know, and all of them are impactful in one way or another, right? Like, all of them contribute to who I am. They contribute to the kind of person that I want to be. They contribute to, you know, the kind of overlander that I want to be, which sounds kind of funny, but like, I want to be a responsible, well-respected overlander that, you know, cares about the environment, that really truly loves being out in nature, that really truly, I mean, obviously, again, as I mentioned, I could be inside right now. It's more comfortable. It is 82 degrees and super humid. You can probably see the sweat on my eye or on my brow if you were watching on YouTube. There are bugs everywhere out here, right? Like, I could be a lot more comfortable and be in that house back there. But I, you know, from everything that I've learned, from growing up in Southern Indiana, from spending, you know, weekend after weekend after weekend with my friends in the woods, going camping, exploring, finding quarries, finding broken down cement mixers, finding old machinery and equipment, that sense of exploration, that sense of finding something that, you know, very few, if anybody, has ever seen, it just drives me, right? It makes me want to be a better person. It makes me want to take care of the environment. It makes me want to spend more time in it. It makes me want to take my kids out into it, my wife out into it, right? I want to share it with as many people as possible, which is another reason I think why I have a YouTube channel is 99% of people I talk to are like, ugh, you go camping in the woods? Ew, that's gross. And I'm like, you're missing the whole point, you know? Like, there is a reason why people do this. It's not because we're all crazy or we're psychopaths and we like being miserable. You can be comfortable, right? You can have a heater for the winter. You can have a fan for the summer. You can have a fridge where you keep your beer and your food, and it's actually pretty luxurious. Like, my chair is really comfortable. I'm not at all uncomfortable. I'm having a great time. Yes, it's a little warmer than I typically like, but again, I've kind of been going through withdrawal. I have not been able to go, you know, due to the circumstances. I haven't been able to go camping for a couple months now. But I wanted to just get out and just kind of clear my mind and sit outside, listen to the birds, listen to the bugs, and sort of think, right? And so the more that I did that tonight, the more that I realized, like, I did want to say something about my dad passing because it was impactful on me, and he was impactful on a number of, you know, young athletes and students and other administrators and things like that. And he leaves a legacy, which is really cool, right? And I just hope I can do the same. All right, we're cutting any crying out. So wrapping that whole piece up here, you know, spend time with your family. it doesn't have to be overlanding, right? Obviously, if you're watching this, you are probably into overlanding or at least aware of what it is. I am telling you from my experience that I do think it's super powerful and a great family activity that teaches kids and families how to get along, how to cook, how to survive, how to, you know, I mean, it's not like we're really surviving out here, but it teaches you important life skills that you're not going to have otherwise, right? People that sit inside and the internet goes out and they freak out. They don't understand what it's like to get a fire going in a windstorm or a rainstorm. They don't understand what it's like to pack everything down while it's torrentially downpouring. They don't understand, you know, trailside fixes. If your vehicle ever fixes, they're, you know, taking their vehicle to a shop and paying a bunch of money, and they just are missing out on that whole part of life where you kind of learn that stuff. So, you know, again, I just felt it was important to kind of mention that, you know, that impact that people have is important. And all of us have impacts on, you know, our family and friends, people around us. And you can be positive and you can, you know, focus on trying to educate and focus on trying to share your love of your passions, whether it be overlanding or sports or video games or whatever it may be, right? Like, my kids are sort of into camping. They're not, I wouldn't say they're rabid campers or avid campers. I mean, they're not out here right now, right? But we've spent a bunch of time together. We've spent a bunch of time with my mom down at their house. And it's been amazing, right? It's been a lot of fun. And you know, they've learned a lot and we've spent a lot of time together, and it's just, it's different, right? It's good. So that's that piece of it. And so then the sort of the second thing that I mentioned, that I've sort of realized the more that I think about, you know, my dad's passing is that, you know, in watching his legacy, right? So, and I'm not trying to like brag on him or anything. I am super proud of him, but all of the school board members on a school board meeting about a week ago actually took time to sort of pause the meeting and talk about, you know, what a great guy my dad was and the impacts that he had, and the fact that, you know, him coming to this area changed the area. Right? Like, he had a huge impact on students, student athletes, everybody, right? And it's so cool. It's amazing, right? And while I chose a different path, right? I'm not a high school administrator. I know what schools are like. And unfortunately, I love teachers and stuff. But I know what they go through, right? I know that they are underappreciated. I know that they're underpaid. I think they're, you know, super brave for doing the things that they do. You know, I went to school and I chose to take a different path. I chose to get into, like, sales and operations and customer success and things like that. I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I went to college, but I knew I didn't want to be an administrator. But it's been amazing for me to see all the impact that he's had, right? And so that, to me anyways, makes me want to be impactful, right? It makes me want to leave a legacy. I just think it's so cool. And it's not for vain reasons, right? Like, I don't want to leave a legacy to, like, you know, so that everyone remembers me and blah. Like, honestly, I told my wife, I said, whenever I pass away, like, I don't want to have a big funeral. I don't want to have everybody crying and sitting around over my dead body, right? Like, looking at me. I said, what I want you to do is bury me in the woods or burn me up, cremate me, and throw my ashes in Hoosier National Forest, right? And use all the money that you would have spent on a casket and all this expensive stuff and throw a party. Right? Like, get a bunch of beer and play some of the music that I liked, which would be super offensive to most people because I like rap. But I think that's funny too. Like, in death, I would be laughing, you know, thinking about all these people that probably don't like rap listening to rap at my wake, right? But I do have a desire to leave a legacy, and a positive one, right? Like, again, not a vain one, not one to where, like, oh, everyone remembers Fletch from All Things Overlanding. No, not at all. But, like, more in the way of, like, I want people to say someday, hopefully far away, when I pass away, like, he made a difference, right? Like, he helped out new overlanders. He was a new overlander himself, and he chose to go above and beyond and share knowledge. Not that I'm any sort of expert, right? But as I learn, I can share that with you guys versus just keeping it internal. I feel like I've learned a lot, and that's why I like to, you know, make videos that talk about overlanding in general and tips and tricks and that sort of thing from a real person's perspective. No, you know, shade at any of the big guys that can do it full time. That's amazing. I would love to do that someday, right? But most of us can't. right? And so that's the legacy I want to leave. And so that's important too, right? And again, I'm not saying everyone should go start a YouTube channel necessarily. That's not the only way you can do it, right? You can be a good dad or mom or brother or sister or son or daughter, right? Like, you could take care of your friends and family. You can teach them about overlanding. You can teach them about camping. You can teach them about hiking, whatever it is, anything that's outdoors, anything that, like, that is positive, that I think gets us away from technology, because I've been dealing with my kids on iPads a lot recently and they're driving me crazy. And I also feel like it's rotting their brains. And I'm like, dude, I was, every chance I got, I was going back here, right? I was hiking back into the woods and I was trying to explore. I was throwing acorns at my friends and we had acorn wars. That's what we used to do. We would throw acorns at each other, and if you got hit with an acorn, you were out. We called it acorn wars. It's the dumbest thing, but it was so much fun, right? And it was, you know, physically good for us. It was mentally good for us. We learned to work together. We learned discipline. We learned strategy, war strategy, I guess, with acorns. I'm not sure. We learned to explore. We learned to appreciate nature. We learned to take care of, you know, our friends and our environment. So again, without getting too sappy, right, this is hard for me because obviously, like I said, my dad passed away, but God, it just inspired me so much, right? And it just made me want to talk to you guys and bring some of this stuff to light. And like I said at the beginning too, like, there are two types of YouTubers, right? There are the type that are super professional, never talk about their personal life, never talk about wives, never talk about kids, none of that stuff. And that's totally valid, right? Like, I'm, again, no shade at them at all. That's just a different type of YouTube. My type is, it's me, guys, right? Like, I'm Fletch. I'm All Things Overlanding. I want to share with you guys because I feel like it could be valuable. I feel like it could help people. And it's cathartic for me too, right? So anyways, all right, we've jumped all over the place. Sorry about that. Like I said, this one was a little bit tougher for me. But I hope that, you know, I hope that there are those of you out there that, I don't hope that you've had to go through what I've gone through, but I assume that there are many of you that have. Lost a parent or lost a sibling or, you know, something awful like that. That's really hard. And I want you to know you're not alone, right? And I would love it if you post up in the comments, not personal, you don't have to put personal data in the comments or anything, but if you are, you know, need some support, if you want to talk about it, feel free to post up, feel free to send me a message. I'm happy to help. And just know that you're not alone, right? Like, know that this happens to all of us and it's a sort of a part of life. And again, from it, I hope that we can learn that, you know, everybody has value, right? And everybody can share their personality and share their passions and stuff with your friends and family. And if you want to make a YouTube channel, great, make a YouTube channel. If you want to share it by writing stuff, write stuff. If you want to make a website, make a website. If you want to just share it one-on-one and take people camping, if you want to be a Cub Scout leader, there are a million ways to do it to help people get exposed to nature and overlanding and camping and that sort of stuff. So again, I hope that this was helpful. I hope that it wasn't too much of a rant or a drone. I wanted to share with you guys. And as always, you know, I just recently passed 5,000 subs on YouTube, and that was a huge goal of mine. Like, it's almost been 2 years since I started, and I was like, there's no way, right? Like, it took me a year. It took me almost a year to hit 1,000 subscribers. So then the last year, I've five times that to get to 5,000. And it is June, too, and I started in September, August, September. So it's awesome, right? It's just so cool, and it's so much fun. I just love the community, and I love talking to you guys, and I appreciate all the messages that you guys send and all the comments that you guys leave and the thumbs-ups that you drop on videos and stuff. Like, you guys have no idea how important that is to me and how awesome that is. But so thank you guys. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thanks for commenting. You know, I view all of you guys as my friends. So I appreciate it. I'm going to stop being sappy now and I'm going to let you go. But yeah, the post up in the comments. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know, you know, if you guys have lost somebody, if you guys agree with the sentiment that we need to share this love, this passion with people. But I love hearing from you guys. So again, that is the end of the episode. I'm going to stop. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You know, links in the description below to my featured partners, links to my Facebook, my Instagram, my podcast, or YouTube if you're listening on the podcast. I'm going to dry myself up here, as my dad would say, dry up. Suck it up, buttercup. You know, those are all phrases he used pretty frequently. Man up, tough up, toughen up, that kind of stuff. You know, he was a pretty tough guy. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for watching again, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care.